with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The verdict is in for a man accused of trying to kill Donald Trump.
A jury convicted Ryan Ruth on all counts. Ruth faced charges that included attempting to assassinate a major presidential candidate and possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. After jurors began leaving the courtroom, Ruth grabbed a pen and started to try to stab himself in the neck. Prosecutors say that Ruth spent weeks plotting to kill Trump before aiming a rifle at Trump on September 15, 2024. Ruth, who defended himself in court, claimed that he never intended to kill anyone. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has addressed the United Nations General Assembly today. In his speech, he condemned Hamas for rejecting reasonable arguments to end its war against Israel.
Those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages now. Just release the hostages now.
He also used the moment to oppose recognition of a Palestinian state. President Trump has canceled a meeting with Democratic congressional leaders to discuss preventing a government shutdown.
The president had been scheduled to meet with the Senate and House Democratic leaders on Thursday in hopes of reaching an agreement to fund the government before the September 30th deadline. But he called off the meeting, having decided that it wouldn't be productive. The president wrote online that Democrat budget requests are unserious and ridiculous, and that he will only meet with leaders if they get serious about the country's future. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 88 points, the NASDAQ dropped 215, the S&P lower by 36. This is SRN News. A Michigan transgender legal case will proceed, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A U.S. district court will not quash a lawsuit filed by a couple who accused the Rockford Public School District of helping their teenage daughter live as a boy in class without their permission. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the parents, and spokesman Kate Anderson says, quote, "Parents have the right to direct the upbringing, education, and health care of their children without government interference. Schools should never hide vital information from parents." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge struck down a ballot summary for a pro-life amendment backed by Republican state lawmakers, stating it presented an unfair and insufficient description to voters. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled that the ballot summary must be rewritten, but he rejected a request by abortion advocates to block the proposed constitutional amendment from going to voters. This is SRN News. Robot umpiring is officially headed to the majors in baseball's first major rule change since 2024.
Major League Baseball's 11-man competition committee has approved use of the automated ball strike system in the major leagues in 2026. Human umpires will still call balls and strikes, but teams can challenge two calls per game. Challenges must be made by a pitcher, catcher, or batter. A team retains its challenge if successful. Reviews will be shown as digital graphics on outfield video boards. Adding robot umpires could reduce ejections, as most are related to balls and strikes. The system has been tested in the minor leagues since 2019. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Rafael Nadal has warning about fake online videos of him offering financial advice and the risks of artificial intelligence. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.